Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm Brad Heller, a 36-hole record at the Masters, and it belongs to 21-year-old Justin Spieth, 14 under par after shooting a 6-under 66 today.
It's cool. Anytime you can set a record here is pretty awesome, and I'm very excited about today and the way I struck the ball. Struck it, I thought, better than yesterday.
Make that Jordan Spieth. He's got a 5-shot lead on Charlie Hoffman, who's at 9-under par. Dustin Johnson has jumped up to third place thanks to 3 eagles. He's at 8-under. Still one hole to go. Phil Mickelson tied for 12th, 3-under par. He's through 12. Bubba Watson finishes day at 2-under. Tiger Woods will make the cut, a 3-under 69, putting him at 2-under for the tournament. But Rory McIlroy in danger of missing the cut. He is 3-over par through 12 holes, 2-over for the tournament. Baseball, we got one final. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles at Camden Yards 12-5. Jose Bautista 3-for-3 at 2 RBIs and 4 runs scored. Right now, top of the 7th, Astros lead the Rangers 2-1. Twins on top of the White Sox 2-0 in the 6th. Tigers lead the Indians 5-0 in the bottom of the 5th. And the National League Rockies lead the Cubs after 5 innings of play 3-1. The Reds will hold a moment of remembrance for Lauryn Hill before they face the Cardinals tonight. Hill passed away this morning from pediatric brain cancer at the age of 19. She played basketball at Mount St. Joseph University as a freshman, and her nonprofit foundation has raised more than $1.5 million for cancer research. NBA tonight, the Thunder and Pelicans are tied for the final playoff spot in the West. Thunder have lost 4 in a row. They host Sacramento. New Orleans is home for Phoenix. In the East, the Celtics and Nets tie for the last 2 playoff spots. Celtics are in Cleveland. Nets are home for the Wizards. I'm Brad Heller.
It's golf's first major of the season, the Masters. Hi, this is Ann Liguori. Listen to my live reports from Augusta all weekend long on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio, I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, D.A., let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
D.A., man, beam me up. What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
The guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that mothership.
Mothership has connected.
And you the man, D.A.
Welcome aboard the mothership. It's not D.A., it's J.K. Because you just heard D.A. in for D.G. here on CBS. I think I got that straight. I'm a little confused. John Kincaid in for Damon tonight. And we're coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. A little punch drunk on this Friday night, I will tell you. Not legitimately drunk. Punch drunk. It's been a busy week. I feel like I have been all over the place this week because it's been Masters week. So I don't know how I haven't met every single policeman between my studios in Atlanta and where I live in Augusta National. It's been back and forth between Augusta all the thing. My car is bright green before storms poured through today because we have the worst pollen counts in America. Just crazy stuff in Atlanta. But Masters Week brings that on. Brings on a little bit of excitement. And then today's opening day of baseball. So I do my Atlanta show, 680 The Fan, proud CBS Sports Radio flagship of the South. And I'm down there at the Braves, too. So it's just been the craziest week. So, Mraz, I am going to a time or two tonight. Going to need you and Stevie just to make sure if I start veering out of the lane, you grab control of the wheel and you smack me and you get me on board, right? No problem?
That'll be no problem. We're already at pollen counts, 3 minutes in. I think we shouldn't have a problem.
Good. You're all set. You're all set now. That's because you people in New York don't know what a pollen count is.
I get scratchy eyes, scratchy throat around.
Oh, my gosh. Here, I will play the world's smallest violin for you. The pollen count, I believe they said the other day, the pollen count in Atlanta was a Good Morning America thing. Count in Atlanta, they were showing you how bad it was compared to other major American cities. And I believe next to New York, I think it was 36 times as bad.
I couldn't live in Atlanta then.
Imagine your car. You park your car and it's just covered in dust. I mean, it's unbelievable. So you get the hay fever and all that kind of stuff. So you hope for rain. And the Braves and the Mets aren't hoping for rain tonight a little bit down the street. I know this. After seeing what has went on at the Masters so far, Jordan Spieth, who, by the way, was my pre-tourney pick, and it was only because of the fact that I thought he was one of the up-and-coming guys. And it's absolutely ridiculous what he's managing to do. To be 14 under par after two rounds, best showing ever at Augusta. He was already the youngest guy to ever lead after day one. To follow up day one with a fantastic day two is truly an amazing story. So now what you've got with Jordan Spieth is guys like Tiger Woods and others stepping up to the microphones and wishing and hoping that they can put some seeds of doubt into Jordan Spieth's mind that he's going to blow this thing, that he's going to come apart at the seams. Tiger Woods invoking the Gorman on the last day of the Masters up by six strokes, trying to talk about the fact that, you know, these chokes happen at Augusta. Spieth doesn't look like a choker to me. He doesn't appear to be that guy. It doesn't appear to me that his DNA has any choker in it. I'm so impressed, so poised. And what I'm more impressed with is the fact that he went out today and aggressively attacked. After a fantastic first day, it would be easy for someone to say, "Man, just don't be crazy out there. Attack today." Now they say the golf course was set up for it, so good for him. I have not played the golf course yet. Steve Moralia, would you care if you ever played Augusta National? I mean, would you want to play?
Steve-O just stepped out for a second. Good timing for him.
That is good timing for him to go to the bathroom in the ladies' room. What about you, Mraz?
I would. I'm not very good, but I absolutely would.
You would. Even if you knew you were going to embarrass yourself wretchedly.
Yeah, but it's a bucket list course. Item.
That's what I say, too. And I'm around a 15 handicap. I guarantee you that course would chew me up and spit me out. And I've walked it about probably 100 times. And that course would chew me up and spit me out. Terrible. And it would be a supreme challenge. I'd wet the bed. And that's something that Jordan Spieth's not going to do. Everybody can talk about it. Everybody can try to spin it, that he's going to go up in flames. There's a way that this thing can come apart at the seams. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. I'm not wondering, though, Mraz, whether you would be... You're cut out to be a patron. Not sure you've got paint all over you. Even the sleek, new physique that you've got going. I'm not sure that... Maybe you have patron written all over you. I know Moralia could pull it off. He could give sort of, because it is, what do you assume the average patron to be like, Mraz?
I mean, I would assume probably nicely done hair, 160 pounds.
I've got
everybody
that.
Shaped.
I've got that.
Here we go.
Okay. Now, how would you expect?
I've got great hair. We know this.
How about
show.
Dressed? How about dress?
Oh, you got to look good. You absolutely have to look good. You can't show up looking like Happy Gilmore.
Now, you're not wearing cargo shorts, Mraz. If I did get you in at Augusta.
And I'm a big cargo shorts guy on the
course.
Yeah,
not wearing cargo shorts at Augusta. You're a patron now.
I played Shinnecock in cargo shorts.
Wait a minute. But they let anyone like you on.
That's true. It's a good point.
You see, that's the day thing. Remember, you know, look, I'm a working middle class kid from Philadelphia. You know, I grew up in the rough streets of Broomall, Pennsylvania, 19008. My dad was a mailman. I didn't play. I had fancy courses with it. Two of the fanciest courses in America I could ride my bike to and sneak onto. Marion, where they just had the U.S. Open a couple summers ago. And I could ride my bike from my house to. And when I was a absolute nobody, just a slight notch below the nobody that I am today, I never...